Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Online Radio Network, restoring vitality to you, your stomach, and the planet. Starring the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin Patella. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Well, I had some food this morning, so I tell you, my brain's actually functioning. I'll have to explain to the listeners what that means. It's when you're not feeding your body, you're not feeding your brain, and you actually drop your IQ by probably 20 or 30 points just by being hungry.
Good. Well, I'm glad you're now back at the genius level. And joining us this week is also a very special guest. Can you introduce her?
Of course. Kelly DeSante is with us, the president of Life Science, which is the product distributor of the Body Biotics. Kelly, do you also manufacture it? Are you the exclusive outlet?
We are, yes, indeed. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning and welcome. And we will again have the chance to drink from the deep well of your knowledge. 20 years of experience with this product will do that to you, no?
It will, yes.
So I would like to ask this. Do you understand the relationship between these soil-based organisms and how they relate to detoxification of heavy metals or chelating them out of the body?
Yes, and before we launch right into that, I'd like to talk about that and specifically how this may relate. We're coming up on Christmas here, and recently in the news they talked about how there are more heart attacks around the Christmas holiday than any other time of the year. And they attribute that to, of course, you know, too much drinking, eating the wrong foods, and major stress during the holiday time. So we'll talk about the chelation therapy. And I wanted to tell you that for the first time, they are actually doing a $30 million trial test with a blind trial test with placebo. The National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, and in conjunction with the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine, are actually trying to determine the value of chelation therapy as has been conducted by doctors intravenously, and how that is benefiting the heart and heart patients, people who are 50 years and older that have had heart attacks are going to be a part of this study or are a part of this study. The study's like a 28-month study, and it's already been in existence for, I think they're wrapping it up here in the next couple of months, and the report will finalize sometime in 2012. And so chelation therapy is sort of an unknown in many ways, although there's hundreds of thousands of people that do chelation therapy every year or have chelation therapy every year. It's still kind of an unknown thing. But as it relates, sorry?
Yeah, I expect that the mainstream medical science will, of course, approach it through a technological, pharmaceutical, chemical way where they try to connect the heavy metals in the body to an amino acid. That's what chelation really means. So they'll just simply plug you into an intravenous drip and send all these things into your veins.
Right. What they do is
go ahead.
Right. What they do? Yes, they use a synthetic amino acid chain, and so I guess the key factor there being synthetic. And so what our particular probiotics, Body Biotics, does is it is a natural chelating. It acts as a natural chelating agent because we have 23 amino acids and other vitamins and minerals, micro amounts of other vitamins and minerals, and the combination of which, because they are all naturally occurring, will mimic or act as the intravenous chelation therapy, it does the same thing. It'll do the same thing, but it does it naturally as opposed to using some synthetic version. And they've had some success with the synthetic version. So you can only imagine how much more interesting and perhaps more compelling it will be when you have it being introduced into the body naturally in a natural substance like body biotics.
Well, Kelly, you know, you're saying it's backwards. You're saying that our system mimics the pharmaceutical. It's the other way around. The pharmaceuticals are using an artificial means to mimic what nature would do anyway.
Yes,
The nature does it using the fulvic and humic acids. These are the acids that are naturally present at the root systems of all plants. And that's how chelation happens in nature. The bacteria,
exactly.
The bacteria that live at the roots of these plants connect the minerals that are in the soil with the amino acids so that they can be absorbed into the root systems of the plants. So you're simply transferring this system into the intestine, which I suppose if I were a plant, my roots would be in my small intestine, and the soil would be the material that I bring into it.
Exactly right. And when I say it mimics it, what I'm saying, I mean, it's naturally occurring, and it's doing what it should be doing, and it's natural. It's mimicking the synthetic version, or the synthetic version, like you said, is mimicking it. Exactly. But most probiotics, of course, don't have the ability to do this, and that's why I was expressing it the other way around.
the ability comes from the humic and fulvic acids, because that's where the chelation can only happen in nature, at the roots of the plants.
That is correct. And it's beautiful that we can deliver that because our probiotic is encapsulated in its own natural food source. That very food source that, like you said, delivers the minerals and so forth to the plants, we're able to do that with body biotics. But I think it's important to talk about, you know, why is this important? You know, what's the problem here, you know?
So you mean outline to people just how poisoned and toxic they are living in an industrialized society?
Exactly. And we definitely live in a society where we've got chemicals in everything, you know, from our water to the air we breathe, from all of the things that are emitted into the air to the plants that we eat, unfortunately. And if you go wholly organic, then you're certainly better off. But that's almost an impossibility. If you ever eat out, you're probably not doing anything organic, you know. And so every day we're creating toxins in our bodies, and we're, you know, absorbing all kind of heavy metals that we should not have there. That unless the body has the cofactors or the means of which to do something with or to get rid of them, then we're you know, holding them in our body and staying very toxic. So, and of course the introduction of just dental work where they use the mercury fillings, you know. Fortunately, people are moving far away from that these days, or farther away, I should say. But the amalgams and the mercury in our mouth could be as deadly as anything else.
Well, Martin sure knows a lot about that.
Oh, yeah. Well,
talk about that.
In Sweden, they have already outlawed using mercury in children and women of childbearing age. In America, we are still insisting that everything's fine. Don't worry. We ship you the mercury to you in a truck that's certified for handling hazardous materials, and if we break a thermometer or glow tube light bulbs, fluorescent bulbs, we're supposed to tape up the bedroom in which it was broken and air it for 3 days and call hazmat people to remove it. But it's perfectly legal for the dentist to stuff it in your teeth.
I know, it's the most insane thing I've ever heard. I mean, once I understood what the problem was, it's like, oh my God, how could we ever let that happen? You know, so, you know, and of course, getting them, I mean, I've had all of mine taken out of my mouth, you know, and replaced, but But most people, I mean, that's a very expensive proposition to do that, you know. So the average person isn't necessarily going to be able to go in and go, oh, well, now I've been here 20 years with this in my mouth, now take it out, you know. So you need to have an inexpensive daily solution if you're not able to do something as drastic as having them all removed. So just that one little thing we're talking about here, you know. But there are many factors that play into this where we're picking up the various different heavy metals, and that's only one of them.
So what we're really saying is, if you take the biotics and you've got, let's just keep on the topic of mercury fillings, the mercury fillings are constantly adding heavy metals into our body, and the biotics will help us remove those toxins.
Yeah, over time, what BodyBiotics does initially is it'll work on your most critical issues. It has a way of kind of like having a counterintelligence, if you will, that when you ingest BodyBiotics and it goes to work and the signaling starts taking place within the body, it'll first address whatever is your most life-threatening, your most critical thing that's going on. And so for some, it might be the mercury, you know, initially might be the very thing that is their most threatening situation. For others, it might be, you know, several months before that becomes the priority of the probiotic. But over time, it will begin to gradually bond with these metals and keep moving them out. So every day you're having some cleaning out. And so the more you're on it, the longer you're on it, the more of them you ingest, the more quickly you can transport out the heavy metals that have become now toxic to your body.
Speaking of mercury, it's documented that coal burning power plants put 50,000 tons of mercury into the air every year.
Wow.
That's in the United States alone. And of course, we know planet where we know that the trade winds are blowing always from the east, from the west towards the east. So we're getting the full blow from China, where they're building 5 new coal-burning power plants per week.
And we're also getting the radiation from the Japanese reactor that I believe still has not been shut down.
Well, it's not blowing in the air, so it's not coming on the air. It will now be coming on the ocean waters, because as I understand it, they have stopped writing about it in the mainstream press, but the reactor itself is still glowing red and it's still burning right into the groundwater. So it's not going to take very long before we see contamination in the ocean. I don't know how long that's going to take to pollute and get here. It's definitely.
Well, they've already experienced an increase in child death rates in and around that area, a major increase in child death rates, newborns. But I also understand that there's parts actually of the Northwest, up around Oregon and Washington, where they're also seeing some increase in death rates of newborns. The other thing that I read was that the milk industry is being very, very careful which farms they're gathering milk from on the West Coast as well. Some of the farms that used to be able to provide their milk are being excluded. And so there must be something going on even now. I mean, I don't know to what degree, because you can't get the information really. But clearly there are some indications that we have we are feeling some of that effect.
Right. Yeah, I suppose that it would have to be the fallout from the first few days when the radioactive material got into the clouds.
I would suppose that as well. But how long did, I mean, that was quite, it was more than a few days. I thought that it was quite a few days, a couple of weeks or whatever it kept plummeting.
Yeah, it was burning actively. So, yes, there will be probably some radioactive cesium and other elements that will have fallen to the ground and embedded themselves into the root systems of the plants. So if you're you're ruminant like a cow, you're eating possibly radioactive grass. So.
Exactly, exactly. Well, and you know, we've had a lot more volcano eruptions and stuff over the last few years too, so I don't know really exactly, you know, what health risk other than, of course, breathing in all the ash or whatever, but I don't know what all the variety of health risks that are coming from that as well, but there's quite a few volcanoes that have become active this last few years that is kind of not normal. You know, we don't usually have that many going on at one time.
Right. I would certainly be more concerned about the exhaust of the car right in front of me than I would be about some
yeah.
particle from Japan. But all the same, yes, we are living in a polluted world, and yes, it would be helpful to anyone to have the humic and fulvic acid supplied and supplemented to help eliminate the industrial age toxins that are constantly coming in.
Well, exactly. And I tell people when they ask me, well, you know, do I need to be detoxed? I said, you know, if you're breathing, you need to be detoxed. Even if you're eating the most perfect foods in the world, and just by walking on this earth, you got a problem, you know. So
how does the chelation process work?
The chain of amino acids basically produce a method by which it literally attracts and bonds to the heavy metals. And so once it bonds to the heavy metals, then the word chelation comes from the Greek word claw. So it basically claws or holds on to the heavy metal, and it transports it out of the body naturally through elimination.
So can you take too much and cause a health crisis if you're very toxic?
Well, let's talk about two things. I mean, with the synthetic version, there certainly are side effects that they've indicated, like damaged kidneys, irregular heartbeats, and even deaths. Now, these, I'm sure, were people who had some serious health problems. But they do, of course, have to be very careful and monitor how much and when and whatever. And that's part of why this study, this $30 million study is going on, is because they're trying to identify basically all of the side effects and the degree to which they're a problem. And but when you talk about natural chelation from a natural product, what if you are taking more of the product than your body can handle at any given moment because of toxins in your body, whether it's detoxing mercury or whether it's just detoxing, you know, the food you ate yesterday or a buildup of yeast or mold or fungus or whatever. At any given moment, if your body, if your organs are not able to process that at the rapid rate that the product may want to get rid of it, because the product wants to clean up the environment. It wants to fix things. And so we start people on low dosages, one capsule a day for the first week. And if people find that their bodies aren't flushing as easily or as quickly as they should, then we even tell them, open the capsule, take a half a capsule. And rarely do we have to do that, but there are people who one capsule is too much, you know. But it's not going to harm you. It may make you feel uncomfortable. It may, you know, like, for example, I'll give you an example. If a person is constipated, and that's been a very long chronic thing that they've had a problem with, if they're taking the product, even one a day or two a day may be too much to get their body regulated, because they are really, really, really toxic in that way. So people can have what they call a healing crisis at any time that they ramp up to a certain number of capsules per day that is too much at that moment for their body to be able to process what it's trying to get rid of.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. But let me add this, Scott. In the 35 years that we've had the product, we have never, ever had anyone report a negative side effect. They have reported benefits that look like, you know, a healing crisis or that look like, you know, a severe detox. But those are clearly benefits, and the only remedy that they need is to back up and take a little bit less of the product. That's the only thing that'll they need to do to correct the issue.
Cool. So you don't have a big long list like they do on the subscription drugs, prescription drugs, about may cause none of all these things.
No, we have none of that. We have none of that. For sure, which is, that's part of the exciting thing about it, is that there's no downside, all upside.
Cool. So we're talking about taking the bodybiotics then, and you mentioned it's a capsulated form. Are there other ways that we could take it?
We also have the adult chewable and the children's chewable. So yeah, so we have chewable and the capsule. Those are the two ways that we have it. And some people even open the capsule and just pour it right in their mouth because they want to get the benefits from the mouth all the way down. So so you certainly can do that. We don't provide it in a powder form. It used to be, but for convenience, we've encapsulated it in a veggie cap, which melts very quickly.
Sorry, Martin, could you repeat that?
How does it taste?
Oh, how does it taste? Oh, well, it's a little bit gritty because of the nature of the material, but it really doesn't have much of a taste at all. It's sort of nondescript would be my comment about it. The grittiness is the kind of funny taste about it, but no, it just tastes bland.
Awesome. So I won't have a problem with my 4-year-old who's fussy to chew on one of those.
Oh, well, the chewable is very nice. It tastes like a wild berry flavor, so they love those. My grandson, he's 2, and I mean, every morning he gets up, he climbs up, you know, and he's heading for that chewable. He loves it. If his mother doesn't remember it, he is clear to remind her.
That's great. And at that age, too, he's far more in tune with his body and what his body needs. And I think that's pretty exciting.
It's very exciting. Yes, I was over there this weekend, and he had already had one. But I told Liz, I said, I think he's running he had like a little tiny, tiny, minor fever maybe. It was almost undetectable. But, you know, I'm kind of sensitive to those things for babies. And it was really funny because right after I said that, he climbed up and he was trying to get another when he had already had one for the day. And so we gave him another one and we gave him a vitamin C chewable, you know, and then he was fine. So I think that they are very in tune with what their bodies need.
Absolutely. So we're getting close to the end of our time today. I can't believe how fast it's gone. Martin, if somebody was wanting to know more about the bodybiotics and how they could get it, what should they do?
The Life Enthusiast website, life-enthusiast.com, in the brands under Life Science or in the product category under probiotics. And if that's not clear enough, please call us 1-866-543-3388. Kelly, thank you very much for taking the time out of your schedule today to talk to our listeners. And thank you, Scott. This is Mark. Life Enthusiast, restoring vitality to you and to your mind. Thank you for listening.